It's Foxy and Giuliano. It's BR&B, and they are the X Factor winners. It's Little Mix, everybody.
Woo! Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We
Good,
are
thank you.
Fan Dabby
Dozy.
Fan Dabby Dozy.
How are you doing? How's life been, you know, sort of 3 days after winning the X Factor?
It's just a whirlwind. Yeah. Like, we don't even know what's going on.
It must just be weird.
It is.
It must be like a massive dream that just isn't ending.
Yeah, everything's going in slow motion. Everything's just like a blur. It's mad.
Jessie, have you spoken to Simon yet?
We haven't spoken to Simon. He sent us a bunch of flowers yesterday, which is
nice.
Really lovely, with a little note, bless him, telling him that he's going to come and see us when he gets back from America. So we can't wait, because we haven't met him yet, so we're really looking forward to meeting him.
Good. Well, the word is that he thinks you're the new Spice Girls, or even bigger.
Wow, that is incredible.
It's amazing to hear people say that.
Yeah,
we aspire to be like them, don't we? We look up to them just because, like, they did so well, and the fact that they've all got their individual personalities and they were able to express that in their group, and that's what we want to do in Little Mix.
Now, I want to ask you as well about Talisa and the judges. Are they still staying in touch with you? Because they always say on the show, oh, yeah, we'll definitely stay in touch. And I sort of cynically believe that once that someone got voted out, that's it, you're never going to hear from them again. Is she staying in touch? Is she a proper friend to you?
Oh, she is, definitely.
Yeah, she's just been absolutely incredible, but it only feels right for her to carry on this journey with us, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be where we are now. Like, she's just been amazing, the best mentor we could have ever asked for.
There is going to be a lot of pressure now, ladies, because, of course, the paparazzi will be following you around. You're not going to be able to have a bad hair day now.
We've
let ourselves go, basically.
Keep your makeup on from the night before, yeah, just in case.
Yeah, literally, you say that, but we actually do that.
Oh, I'm going to speak for myself.
That's out there now, isn't it?
How many people do you just have following you around to do hair, makeup, stuff?
Well, we're really lucky because I could not be bothered to get up in the morning and put on makeup and do my hair. Yeah. Oh, that's why we've let ourselves go, because we have to get up early.
We've got an amazing team.
Definitely.
It's so weird because, like, you win the X Factor and then all of a sudden you get, like, all these special people that you only get if you're a pop star. You get, like, a manager and then a tour manager and then makeup artists and hairstylists. It's just really strange.
That's really made me jealous, because we've just got our producer Barry, who's...
Hello.
I'm sure Barry's brilliant.
No, he's very good at doing makeup, actually.
Top guy, poor Barry.
Thank you very much, girls. Thank you.
Well, listen, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you going to get time off over Christmas?
Yeah. We're going to stay with families.
It's my birthday on Boxing Day as well. So yeah, everyone out there.
How does that work? Do you get two sets of presents, or do you just get stuck with one set?
Well, listen, if anyone comes to my door with one present for Christmas and my birthday, let him go home.
You've changed, Jack. You've really changed.
Yeah, the stardom's gone to your head now, hasn't it, already?
No, but she feels really strongly about that, doesn't she?
It's not fair. If your birthday's in March, I don't give you it for Christmas as well.
On the flip side of that, now that you're a pop star, people are going to expect better birthday and Christmas presents from you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, God.
Not really. I don't know. Like, at Christmas especially, like, I like the little things.
Yeah.
You know, see, I'm always really creative with my Christmas presents. I always make things.
Yeah, I would rather a made card, handmade card.
Oh, that's
a
load of rubbish.
You know, my brother's expecting a Range Rover and it ain't going to happen.
I'm expecting one as well.
But that's the thing, though. Like, people are going to, if you don't get really good presents, people are going to, oh, it's gone to their head. They're really cheap. I don't like them anymore.
I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do this Christmas?
You
should just not get them anything and then everyone's a winner.
But you've got people. You've got people who can do this for you now. Just tell them.
Not really.
Yeah, you have. Just literally throw a showbiz drop saying, I'm not singing unless you get my presents for me.
Oh, no.
It's only a matter of time.
We'd never be like that.
My brother seems to think I'm buying all the Christmas presents this year, but he's got another thing coming.
Just do what Giuliano does to his girlfriend and says that he's given the money to charity when really he hasn't. Just a great idea. Listen, girls, your CD is out today. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much
for coming in this morning and speaking to us. Little Mix, everybody. Thank you very
much.
Best of luck.